Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sanspence Radio Gangsters took my thumbs and they were right to do it.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table trying to differentiate types of elf. But that's what we're going to be doing today. Welcome to episode 43 of D&D is for Nerds. Sitting around the table today, we have the sun elf, Ali Kathleen, playing Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Are they the ones in Lord of the Rings?
We have the grey elf, Jackson Bailey, playing Cassius Christie.
Are they goblins?
And we have the high elf, Joel Zammit, playing Leo Shadow.
Were they the goblins in Lord of the Rings?
As always, I'm the Moon Elf, and your DM, Adam Cliff Notes.
I don't think that's an elf name.
It's as good as we're going to get, guys. It's as good as we're going to get! Previously on D&D is for Nerds. You guys helped me out with a little something-something.
Yes?
And I'll say I saw you kill Fenrir. It's called a blighter.
We're not killing any wizards. We're not decapitating anyone.
Scouting.
Seeking one out.
It's literally just finding her and then sending a postcard.
We're in a zone of truth right now.
But we can't lie.
Yeah, you guys can't. You guys are asked to explain.
I don't miss Chris.
I'm marrying Ainsley for her money.
Zammit, stop being born in the ocean.
She's cast some sort of spell on her animal companion that makes it appear like a human.
It worries me, though, that our plan has boiled down to wing it once again.
Standing with Bad Bronze at the wheel that drives the ship, Leo asks if Cat the Red will bolt if she sees you.
So what happens if she detects that we're there? Is she going to scarp or is she going to attack us?
Well, you're not the first people I've gone to. I've sent some of my own men to go in.
Mm-hmm.
The first time she just like relocated, the first couple times she just relocated. But the most recent one, she burnt two of my best men to smoldering crisps. Stealth is going to be your biggest advantage here. Mm-hmm. So track the land. As a druid, surely you can do that.
I'm
track
sure
through
I can.
The land. And as a rogue, gather information in town quietly.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, so seems good.
And then where'd your two friends go?
That's a good question. I might go look for them.
I wish we had telepathy. I'd be just like, stay away.
Get out of here, Cassius.
And highs or lows, Leo, because you haven't done one yet.
Ooh. Don't fuck me, Leo.
Lows.
Okay. You get below decks, you like open the common room and you're probably like, you open the door as like, it was just like a quickie, just so Grayson could show you that it worked still. And you open the door as like Grayson and Ali are, Ainsley are pulling their pants back on.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. No, you know what? That's not. Well done. I pat them both on their backs.
Yeah, good.
Grayson like mutters, if you say anything.
My lips are sealed.
You won't survive the
journey.
You
salty dog, Grayson.
Punch on his shoulder.
Okay.
Give him a punch. Give him a shoulder punch.
Oh, good times, guys.
So the trip from Carcery takes about as long as the trip to Carcery.
What?
That would make sense.
I don't even get it. I do, Adam, I do. Adam, come on.
Mm. You're traveling along the coast a little bit, like a couple days away from Jaren's outpost, and you come to this small little like fishing village. Like I said, a podunk town. There's not much going on here. There's maybe 10 standing buildings. Ooh, and wow. One of them is like the fishing building, you know, where they keep the boats and like gut the fish, that sort of stuff, where it's all prepared. You pull in here, or you don't pull in, you moor off the coast because they have no piers big enough for your boat. And you have to row ashore. The captain, Bad Bronze, like drops the boat with you guys in it. And as he's lowering you down, he explains the situation. If we stay here for too long, he might recognize the boat. Mm-hmm. And so he'll tell, Kat what's happening. So we're just going to drop you off here quickly. Hold on to the longboat. I want it back, though. Longboat's worth a lot.
Yeah.
You got it. Either bring me back the longboat or you can pay the 100 gold it costs.
Yeah, understood.
Yep, gotcha.
And then I'll come back in maybe 3 days. You row back out to about here. 3 days from now, we'll come up, pick you up if you've got anything for us, yada yada. If you don't, yada yada.
Yeah, understood.
Okay.
I give him a little salute.
He gives you a little salute back. Oh, don't die over this. It's not worth it.
We will.
Got it.
We will try not to. Yeah. No promises.
I got a lot of other people I'm willing to kill.
Fair enough.
I'm willing to let die over this.
Aww. Before we hop into that boat, I was going to say, hey, Grayson, did you want to stay with...
On the boat,
because you are clearly injured, so...
He's fine, he's getting better. Trust me, he's fine, and I wink at you.
Yeah.
We're not going to be doing any fighting, right, guys? Grayson says.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully not,
Well,
Grayson.
No, but Grayson, we're not doing any fighting, but we're tracking and stealthing, so I'm thinking the smaller party, the better. This way you can...
That was just a joke, a rhetorical question, if you will. I'm going to be staying in town for when you guys mess up.
No, good plan.
I'm just going to sit at the bar and drink, and if I hear something useful, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Cheers, Grayson.
Cheers.
Thanks, man. It's really good.
Yeah. All right, we'll row up to town.
Oh, you're going with them?
No.
I mean, like, they'll be away for days at a time, maybe.
Well, only three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is three not enough?
But we kind of need someone to help track. But
I can track.
You can track?
I've got that.
All right, then me
leave Ainsley in town.
Me and Cassius. All right.
Hang
me
down.
And Ainsley will scour the town, yeah. And you two can scour the swamps, he says. With like a little smile, as if he knows what's in store for you two.
I feel like we got the bum deal.
I think so, because I was going to do some sneaky rogue shit in town.
Yeah,
but
that's what the guys had to do.
Well, I was better at tracking when I saved his life, but you know, whatever.
Look, Grayson.
You guys can just oppose Grayson if you want.
Look,
you're not the ones engaged to him.
We're too
Grayson,
scared, like
I was
all
gonna,
three of us.
Look, Ainsley is a very good tracker herself. Same with Cassius. I'm thinking of them both in the trail would be nice. How about we spend one day in town working out what the lay of the land? We can ask some sneaky questions, be very subtle about it. While we're doing that, maybe Cassius and Ainsley can go off and do a little bit of scouting ahead. Then day two, me and Cassius, and maybe Ainsley if she wants, can go into the swamps and have a bit of a look around.
Get an airboat. They don't exist.
Magic airboat.
Are we going to gator it? No? Okay.
Yes. We'll just see how it goes. We'll get into town. We'll stay together.
Yes.
And we'll split up. And we'll split up.
So who's rowing?
I'll row.
Okay.
You are pretty strong. Are you strong? How do I know how strong I am?
You just can feel
it.
You
have a
bones.
Strength score.
Oh, where's that? Where's yours?
On the front.
Bam.
A 2. You have a strength. Oh, no, that's
a modifier.
Yeah,
you're stronger than I am.
I have a 10.
I have 14.
I have a red cap 10.
We can help each other.
Yeah, we can both.
Yeah, but girl power.
Girl power!
There you are, Grayson. Thought I'd lost your character sheet.
That would have been awkward. Lost to time.
18.
18, my goodness. But he's sick, so I'll row.
Yeah, but 18, huh?
You do all right. You get to shore.
That's right. Damn right I do.
Okay. As you're rowing up to shore...
You go backwards.
There's like, you spot, there's like some people fishing off the pier. One of them like gets up, sees you, gets up, and then like walks back into town. You're not sure what that's about. And then like a couple minutes later, before you guys have landed still, he comes back with like this other guy in light leathers and with a sword at his side.
That seems bad. This seems bad.
Yeah,
hello.
Come to the pier, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The man with the sword waves. My name is Sheriff Tomon.
Hello.
Good evening.
We don't get a lot of people here. What's your business?
Scouting for wedding venues.
He said, rolling bluff.
That's not a bluff, I don't think.
You are not having your wedding in this.
You could tell from a distance. You don't want to have your wedding. He narrows his eyes suspiciously.
Oh, what a funny joke.
Okay, then, Cassius.
Our first move. We're already fucked. We're like, why are you here?
You are with any mercenary companies, he says?
No. You can check us for sigils. Not a one.
Oh, I'm sure if I checked you for sigils, I wouldn't find a single one, he says. Just four individuals randomly turn up, pretty well armed. Four individuals, I might add, and not a single one of them from a mercenary company.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty
much. We don't get much of that nowadays, he says, sarcastically.
Adam, you're fucking us.
Leo, you can explain.
Well,
this.
I guess I can't stop you coming into town.
What was this? Like, what is this in this town exactly? What was it? Just a podunk?
Yeah, 10 buildings, the largest of which facilitates the fishing here. That is probably the only source of income.
I was gonna say, we heard you guys have the best drink on. That's not gonna work.
We got the best snapper in town.
Yeah.
We're actually auditioning.
Look,
for swamp
whatever
people.
You do, don't make any trouble. Unless we'll I have to, or I'll have to run you out of town, he says, patting his sword.
That's all right.
You're not sure if you can handle him, but it's like 1-4. Surely you can.
It's all right. No trouble from us.
We'll be good as gold.
Yeah. All right. He, like, walks off. The fishermen at the pier, like, will give you very suspicious looks.
Mm. I like to wave at them.
Okay.
Just to make him feel welcome, you know?
You all get out of the boat.
Yeah.
Yep. What's your first port of call? You can see, like, an inn. In the distance, near the water. The sign on the inn says the Hanging Pig.
All right, let's go to the Hanging Pig, but also, like, sneak under breath, like, what is actually our, like, what are we telling people we're here for again?
Yeah,
like,
we should have really figured
that one out. I kind of overthought that one. Just missed that one in the thinking process. Just passing through.
On a longboat, Grayson says.
But we've literally come just, up to this.
We just sail the countryside on a longboat.
That's a good point, Grayson.
I honestly thought we were going to like stop a bit further up and ride in. I didn't expect this. So,
look, the guy seems fine that we're there. We're not going to cause any trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to start any bar fights. I promise. So
yeah, it's you.
He'll just be like, oh, whatever. I don't know why they're there, but they're not causing problems.
All right.
Like, you know. Just passing through.
Just passing through.
We gotta keep some clods close to our chest. Detect animals. Is that a very loud physical smell?
I like how you said that. Very loud.
I like the idea of you
stuff.
Like, we're gonna keep our cards quite close to our chest. But after that question, you just had a deck of cards, threw it in the middle of the room, and then
Where
ran.
Where are you, animals? Show yourselves to me. Reveal your true form, demon!
Verbal and somatic. So you need to chant magical words and you need to make magical, like, hand gestures.
Is there anywhere around that's a bit, like, how? What's my range of that?
This town is kind of, not deserted, but it's, like, it's so empty. You could do it on the main street and theoretically no one would see you.
But would I be able to, like, how does it work?
Mr. Fist!
Main street, quotation marks.
Is it, like, I use it and then I can just detect that they're near me? Like, is there...
It lasts up to 10 minutes, so long as you keep concentrating on the spell. And the range is 4 times 40 is 160, so about half a mile.
Oh, cool. I'll cast
Send
it then.
Mr. Fist off and then be like, oh no, my owl has disappeared. I'll try and find him with detect animals. Go.
Don't say that out loud.
I don't know. I feel like maybe just like, let's not just
I feel like it's just best not to let anyone know we're magic.
Yeah. But nobody will notice if I use it in the middle of the street now.
It's very, it's like an overcast day. There's mud everywhere and muck. Anyone who's out and about looks like they have to be outside right now.
I'll give it a quick
I have a quick old look around at the people while he's doing it.
Okay. You see, you detect like dogs here and there, like pets and stuff like that. You detect Mr. Fists and highs or lows?
Lows.
That's it.
No, oh, damn.
Talk to animals. What's that?
About the same.
But nobody would notice if I used it.
Probably once again, yeah. You got to go find someone's dog, though.
Yeah,
there's like dogs in the area, but they're like, you know, near people's
houses. I'll cast it then. I'm just going to mark it off.
Okay. You go to there's one like out the back. The nearest one is out the back of what you assume to be a general store.
Yeah.
There's like a Sully's, it says on the front. And from the wind, like it's closed right now, which is weird because middle of the day. Mm. If you go around the back. If you go around the back, you see there's like a dog tied. There's like a backyard sort
is
of thing.
Is it just like a mutt?
Mutt.
I kind of.
The idea of a purebred is not really a medieval type thing.
I like kind of hoist up my armor, I don't know, and squat down in front of the dog.
Hoist up your... I imagine you're wearing like an armored skirt now.
Yeah. Hoist it up, bend down. How you doing, Pooch? Cassius is the name.
You got any food?
No, nice. I don't. I got some dead mice if you'd like some dead mice.
I want meat.
There's meat. Give him some a mouse.
He like sniffs it. It's old. It's rotten. I can't eat this, he says. He eats it. It's a dog.
So, mate.
He throws it up.
I didn't
like that.
It wasn't good.
Made my tummy feel funny.
I'll find you some better meat in a mo. I just want to know if anybody in town smells a bit weird. Anybody smells kind of off, you know? You're like, oh, that ain't the smell of a person. What's that about?
No. None like that. Everyone smells the way they smell, except that guy.
Yeah, tell me about this guy.
I don't like him. He smells weird.
What is
he? Yeah, every time he comes past, every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
Delivering the mail. I get rid of him every time, though. He comes. He's got these, he puts it in the mailbox. But I'm like, bark, bark, bark.
Yeah.
And then he runs. He's scared of me.
I get it. He should be. You're frightened.
Leaves every time I bark.
As he keeps talking, I just like hoist up. Yeah, so. Perhaps that wasn't.
Every time you cast that spell, you need to remind yourself, oh, yeah, it's an animal.
So, yeah, not as useful as it could have been.
That was almost like
I got more weird smelling people to talk to you about.
Uh-huh. Just a moment.
I'm imagining like you've gone back over the, like it's like a chest high fence.
Yeah.
You've gone back over it to like talk to these guys. And he's like on a lead that's nailed into the ground. And he's like run up to the fence. He's like half hanging off. And he's like, wait, I got more.
Just a moment. Yes.
A guy, he comes every day.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Can you get rid of him?
What does he do?
Does he deliver mail?
Yeah. The mail guy.
That's the same guy. You just spoke about him.
Yeah, can you get rid of him?
Maybe.
I'll eat all the meat you got, he says.
I've only got more dead mice, and they made you throw up. Do you remember that?
I sort of do.
Yeah, so that's it for some weird smell. Just the fella who comes and delivers the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, that's it.
I don't know everyone, he says.
Fair enough, you're a dog. I throw him another mouse.
He eats it and throws it back up.
Yeah, no, this ain't.
I'm going to go to the inn. You keep detecting animals if you want.
You, like, go off somewhere else.
Yeah.
You, like, just as you hear in the distance, wait. Ainsley, you hear.
I'll be like, does he want
that to spell lasts like a very long time. I'm going to be hearing that.
I think
for
that's
a while.
Also. Actually, you might not actually be able to have both spells active at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like they're both concentration, and you can only concentrate on one spell.
I think.
So if you could cast detect animal.
Yeah.
Does that mean you can just let you keep it sensing it?
Yeah, I keep it going. I think.
Ah. Then if that helps, just keep having a bit of a wander and see if anything pops
up.
Oh,
no, it's not concentration. So you can have both active.
Oh, there sick.
You go. But it'll only last for 4 minutes to speak with animals.
Oh, that's okay. That'll be good. I imagine as we walk through town, I'm hearing like, hey, what? What are you doing? Your butt.
Like
I like smelling your butt. Good.
There's like two dogs in the distance that are like having a conversation.
I ate something.
Where's the sky? I don't know. What's the thing in the air? I don't know.
Dogs are a confusing breed.
Dogs are idiots.
Squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All four of you wander into the bar.
No, all four of us? Or are you still...
No,
Cassius,
I'm not talking to the dogs
anymore.
We spoke to the dogs and now...
I thought you were going to have a bit of a wander and just do the...
I'm going to see in the bar if there's anyone around.
Detect...
Animal in the bar. It's still going.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
You don't have long. You have 4 minutes for that speak with
no,
animals.
No, that was speak with animals, but I'm still
detect
casting
animal.
Detain,
oh, okay.
Which is like half an hour.
20 minutes. A while. I forget. Yeah, it was quite a while.
Yeah.
Enough time to search the town.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the bar, there is basically nothing going on. There's like a guy behind the counter who looks a little startled when you guys come in.
Yeah.
And apart from that, you think you see someone in a corner, but like the way the light is playing around here, it could just be a pile of racks.
How's my detect animal going?
You detect no animals here in the tavern.
So long. I turn around and head outside.
Thanks,
stop wandering the town.
A fast and pointless conversation we had.
Yep.
Okay, so you mosey back
one
on
one of many. I begin searching the town for...
Okay, I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Ainsley, Grayson, and Leo. Mm-hmm. You guys, what are you doing?
Sussing.
All right, I'm just going to go...
Just some sussing.
Grayson, walks over...
two rooms for 2 nights.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that makes it less sus. Yeah, good.
Thank you.
You are. You know what? You should be praised when you God's do sake. Good.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
How many into each room the bartender says?
Two rooms.
Two rooms, two in each.
Okay. That will be... I don't have my book. You know what? Actually, I remember off the top of my head. It's 2 gold.
Cool. Done.
Easy. Okay.
I'll pay for it.
Ainsley, you got
so 2 gold total?
Or each?
Yeah, yep. For each.
Oh,
that was yes room? To both for, questions.
In total, sorry. Jeez.
I gave you 2 options, you said yes, and then reworded it, and then agreed with both of those things. It was very confusing, Adam.
But we came out on top.
Anywho.
2 gold, done.
2 gold, easy.
Cool. I start having chat to the bartender, like, how's the town, everything going? Just some vague questions
just
about
small
the...
Talk?
Just small talking.
The bartender seems quite, very like, oh, okay, let's have a conversation then. Yeah, not much going on, I guess. It's a pretty quiet town.
Mm. I kind of mentioned maybe like suddenly, like I heard there was some like burned people or something.
Burned
some
forest.
Burnt people?
Yeah,
burned
like we heard a rumor that
you know of.
There was like a murder. No, all right, never mind.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you trying to like,
I don't get out of the tavern much, I guess.
Really,
though.
That's a shame.
Are you doing like a side thing, Leo?
What?
Are you like asking legit questions or are you trying to like...
I'm asking legit questions. Remember like...
No, they burned down the forest.
Yeah, but he said they burned... I don't know. Maybe the town knows about some burning people.
Oh. You don't know where the fires happened.
Exactly.
I didn't listen
Grayson
to that.
Grayson is like leaning on the bar.
I think I was banging.
Grayson is like leaning against the bar and with one of his hands, he just like raps on the table. The bartender like glances over him. I'll be with you in a moment, he says, and he goes quickly. And Grayson just orders an ale.
Cool. I'm just.
He gives no shits about this mission whatsoever.
Grayson orders 2 ales.
Oh, one for me or 2 for him?
He passes you one.
Ah, oh, he's so sweet.
He's such a.
I'm gonna put my backpack. I was gonna. Do I want to put back? Yeah, put my backpack in my room.
Don't want it robbed.
Don't want to get robbed.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you wander off?
Yeah, and then I want to wander out of the tavern afterwards.
As you come back out, and Ainsley, you would know this as well, Grayson is talking to the bartender now. The bartender seems very like, oh God, 2 people?
2 people in one day? What is this, Christmas?
This is D&D Christmas. All Hallows Eve.
Okay, so, good job, Grayson. What would you say? Grayson says something to the effect of like, I'm looking for like someone who knows the area. I need to, you know, I need guidance going on. He like weaves this story like, yeah, we came in on a longboat because like our ship capsized or something like that. And so we had to ditch.
We could have said that.
Let's use
and,
that every time.
We need to travel by land now. I need someone who might know the surrounding area, preferably someone who lives in the surrounding area. And the guy's like, oh, there's a couple of hermits here or there. Grayson, like, takes out a map, and the guy points out some locations.
Grayson, once again, saving our bacon.
We're so glad that he's part of our team.
Grayson, like rolling a 20.
Good job.
Good job, Adam.
In my searching of the town, do I come across any further animals that aren't dogs?
Percentiles again. Leo.
Hi. I'm sorry.
Nothing.
You fucked me, Leo.
Just dogs.
Just dogs.
One more time, Ainsley. Hi or low?
Low.
What? Oh no, there's a bad. What's going on?
You're like behind one of the houses, like some sort of abandoned, maybe storage building.
Yeah.
And from around the corner, one of the fishermen you saw on the dock steps out.
Oh, no.
And he's got like a club in one hand. You like look at him, he looks at you, and he's got this like, you know, this fucking like look in his eyes. Then you hear something behind you. You turn around, stepping on the other side is another guy you saw from the pier, and he's got a sickle in his hands.
We fighting!
Oh my God, Cassius!
Ain't no mercenaries welcome around this town, he says.
Ain't no mercenary in the town that I know of.
You're right. Just one dead dwarf they attack.
Oh no!
We leave you alone for 2 minutes.
This wasn't my fault!
They both charge you. The guy with the sickle tries to, you know, go at you with the sickle.
He ain't gonna get me.
Class. I think he gets you.
I'm too strong.
I think he gets you.
I don't know. Powerful.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, what did I say?
Okay. He, like, tries to sickle at you, but, like, he catches the back of your dragon hide breastplate or whatever you're wearing.
Too good. Mm-hmm. Who fucking even is this
and,
guy?
And, yeah, it, like, doesn't even bite. Like, dragon hide is tough stuff. It doesn't even bite through it. The other guy with the club tries to swing as well. He hits.
Oh!
He like, because you like turned around to look at the guy behind you. You spin back around just as the guy with the club.
What the fuck even is
you
this?
Upside the face.
Oh boy.
Oh why?
You take 2 points of damage.
Jesus.
Leo, you took some damage a long time ago in game.
Many moons ago.
You would have healed that.
Alrighty.
Oh, I was Adam, like, oh my god, are you gonna?
Can I get the name of like the head deity, the one that you might curse with?
Depends what
pantheon. Because I keep saying Jesus.
and you want to be like, sun god.
Are you talking about the dwarven pantheon?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
King Gunther.
Oh, by King, right.
By King Gunther's name, I reckon they'd say something like that.
By King Gunther's name!
But in dwarven, but whatever.
That sounds super goofy, but I'll say it!
It sounds less goofy in dwarven, I promise, guys.
Anyway.
The word fuckboys translates beautifully into dwarven.
Sounds like 10 muses like, just nibbling and kissing your earlobe.
Fuckboy! I still say it in English,
yes.
Primarily.
Okay, it's your turn.
I'll swing a punch at club guy.
At club pain?
Yes.
You hit him.
Yeah, good. I feel like you guys are going to be mad at me. I feel like I'm going to come inside and be like, I accidentally killed
him.
Guys.
His head snaps back and you hear like breaking bones. You've like nearly punched his nose into his face.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to have to push these guys in the river.
The guy with the sickle tries to go at you again.
I didn't mean
he like doesn't even hit you this time. Like you nearly broke that guy's face and the guy with the sickle is like, oh god, they've like got more than they bargained for. The guy whose nose you broke is like, you know, falls to his knees sort of, but then he like holding his nose, he like gives you this, oh god, and he just runs.
Good. Does the other guy?
The other guy like tried to attack you. He maybe stumbles back a little bit, but he didn't have enough chance to run.
I'm gonna
it's your turn again.
Point, just be like, run, fuck boy.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He runs. They both run.
I'll head back into the tavern because I'm having no luck finding animals out here.
Okay. That's probably about the same time that Grayson like starts rolling up his map and Leo's come back down.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of come in over to you guys and I'm like, you should be proud of me. I didn't fight. I fought a bit, but then I didn't fight.
I smell fresh blood, Grayson says.
Wait, hang on. You say you didn't fight, but you just said you didn't.
I was attacked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What did you do?
I just hit only one of them. He's fine. They ran. Nobody died.
You know what? Again, good. We're going with praise. Good job.
Good. Right. Well done.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you
for not killing someone.
Thank you, Leo. I didn't kill anyone.
I said well done for not.
Oh, okay.
Fine. Although I'm a little bit disappointed you didn't, to be honest.
I'm trying to
be subtle here, Leo.
Do you want to like, I just don't want to sneakily stab him.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, good.
Grayson like nods
Nothing, Grayson.
And says to the bartender, that'll be all, thanks. He's got like this, oh god, look on his face.
Oh god,
bartender
go,
was
go.
Standing right near you guys. Like not next to you, but super close.
Oh no.
Give him a gold to
be
keep
fair,
his
like,
quiet.
Does he care?
Yeah, does he care?
I'll slip him a gold. I'll slip him a blowy.
Oh my god.
Do you actually pass the bartender a gold piece?
And offer a blowy.
And actually offer a blowy?
No, I don't think Cassius is that forward. Well, hang on.
Only the other dwarves.
Is he handsome? Adam's favorite role.
That's how the whole Grayson thing started.
See the biggest babe of the century?
Yeah. He's, he's 18.
Oh.
He's like, he's like, you know, the boyfriend you had when you were 18.
That's a little good, right?
As in, like, you know, like the young love sort of boyfriend.
Gross.
Yeah.
He's like, he's good looking, but like cover of teen magazine good looking.
Yeah. Plus he's human.
He looks like Justin Bieber.
It's a whole thing.
Is that what's happening? Did you just...
like a pimply Justin
Bieber.
Yeah,
he was basically like baby. Yeah.
Good.
All right. So
I'll just slip him a gold. Yeah. No blowies off it.
Good, because he's so young.
Also gross.
That's a weird formative sexual experience.
Being blown by a dwarf.
By an angry lady dwarf. That'll change
you. You would need to bend down.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Bend down. Kneel. Just bend down.
Because it curves up.
Yeah, it makes...
yeah, yeah, that's what it does, right, guys?
Whoop, whoop. Into the belly
like,
button.
Like a pigtail.
Yeah, like a pigtail, curly.
We'll offer him a gold and we'll jog on out.
Okay.
To keep his silence. Make that implied. Not we'll give him a gold for anything, just to shut the fuck up.
You can't imply that without a roll, Adam said, delighted with himself.
Okay, yeah, to imply to keep his little...
Okay, you think he gets the idea.
Good.
Right, well, all right. What are you guys going now?
Show us the
you got a map?
Looks like
they're Grayson. Yeah, Grayson unfurls it. Where do you want to go first?
How many are there?
4 points.
4 points.
4 different hermits that live in the area.
All right, do we want to split up?
There's no guarantee any one of these is the right one.
Mm. But it's the only lead we've got.
I don't think we should split up.
Okay. All right.
As in we all 4 go to one or like 2 and 2? What are we going to do?
All
4 go to one.
You 3 go.
All righty.
You stay here. Good luck, Grayson.
I'm not feeling great, he says.
Aww.
Okay. He's also not wearing any armor anymore, so he's not like as
he's not battle ready.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do a little circle and kind of maybe just pick the nearest one, then keep going around.
Yeah.
Take a loop.
He also doesn't have a weapon anymore, I would think.
Probably not.
Why?
You guys weren't like the armor was basic. His weapons were basically included in that armor pile that started fizzling.
Oh,
that's super sad. Did he throw out his old armor?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he did.
We sold
he would have.
We'll
had
buy some more when we you get to a decent Grayson. Town.
He doesn't need armor anymore.
Yeah, he's no longer doing some.
You guys
Batman.
Don't know that.
Yeah, I know you that. Do.
Jackson Bailey knows that.
Actually, to be fair, well, yeah, no, that would make sense. Grayson would have mentioned at some point that like he doesn't want to buy a new weapon or new armor. He's like,
so
he's committed
he's
to
retiring.
Getting out.
He's yeah. getting out of the game.
I was annoyed at the start. I was like, that's super. Like,
have we clued
great.
On, Adam? What's going on? Like, yeah,
because like Grayson's not wearing armor. Something's up.
You guys are oblivious.
Well, he's sick.
He's sick.
Like,
he's
what
ill.
Is he doing? He doesn't
he's,
need to
exactly.
go out.
You chill. All right, Grayson, give us the map.
Grayson
Thank
might
you.
Have said that once, and he just believed it.
No, I was like,
yeah, he passes you the map.
Cool. All right,
we'll go to the first.
You guys can navigate, right? He says.
I can track. I think.
Pretty sure Cassius and
how do I know that?
Ainsley can.
Where do I look at that?
Ainsley and Cassius, you can both read a map. That's all you need to do. You don't need to actually track. You have the dot where it.
I believe you.
What's the dot? Hide? That wouldn't be it.
Can you stop looking at your character sheets? It's not. There's no map reading skill.
He keeps changing the page and going back to start and flipping.
Leo, you can't do it so well. I've got the reference here.
All right. Well, do you want to like? We'll go scout. Send
Yeah, I'll send Mr. Fist
to the
ahead.
He can scout for
he
us.
He can scout ahead, and if
and
anything's
can,
room, he can come back and tell
and
us.
And we can have a little bit of a, like, you know,
before you leave, Grayson, like, makes one more plea to you, Ainsley, like, why don't you stay here with me? Caught between her lover and her friends, what will Ainsley do? We'll find out next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Site sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.